Well, there's hope on the horizon in New Brunswick Harness Racing after the announcement that a partnership has been formed with Horse Racing New Brunswick and the Woodstock First Nations in that province. It's a means by which you can build a brand new racetrack and enjoy all the other benefits that we'll talk about in just a moment with our two guests. First, we have with us the Executive Director of Horse Racing New Brunswick, Jeff Malloy. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Norm.
And we have Matt Toma, who is with the Woodstock First Nations Development Corporation, a not-for-profit group that deals in the gaming industry, among some of the many things it handles. Matt, good to have you with us.
Thanks, Norm. Good to be here.
Gentlemen, for either one of you, how did this partnership come about? It had been tried in Nova Scotia, I understand, at Truro, I think it was. Not much has developed there, but certainly things are on a fast track in the partnership between Horse Racing New Brunswick and First Nations.
Of course, Norm, Horse Racing New Brunswick was formed in 2008, took over operations March of 2009, and our primary focus has always been facility in the St. John market. It's been our driver in many ways for many, many years. I talked with Woodstock First Nations Economic Development Corp. Initially, they operate a state-of-the-art great facility called Eagle's Nest in Woodstock, New Brunswick, and we have the fair meet there every year. It's in an agriculture center, and talked about telefeeder options there, and that led to more conversations with Matt and his group concerning the allotment of terminals that were given to the industry, harness racing industry, and Matt has been a great partner and very interested.
Matt, what does this mean? Does this mean that we're going to see a new racetrack, a new grandstand, new facility that is so badly needed in St. John? What's the end game here?
Well, right now we're at the development phase. We've basically entered into an MOU with Harness Racing New Brunswick, based on conversations with Jeff, where we were trying to increase our game offerings here at our facility. We developed a relationship and recognized the common ground there.
See, this is what I find interesting, and forgive me for interjecting, because so often, and you look at the United States model where there are racinos, generally the racino operator really couldn't care much about racing. In fact, it seems to look at it as, at best, a loss leader. You seem to be coming at this from a totally different perspective and viewing racing as a very valuable partner here.
Well, we do, and one of the reasons for that is for the great organization that the Harness Racing New Brunswick has and its membership, and it fits into a good model that that we believe that collectively here we can build a business model.
So we're really, Jeff, looking at a full-blown racino. Is this a plan?
No, I don't think so, Norm. What we're working within the framework of Atlantic Lottery. Our proposal is already being offered in the province one way or another under their program. It's not a casino or a racino with locations in the province that host video lottery. Our model would be no different than that, so we're not trying to step outside the boundaries that have been set by the province and the gaming regulations. So it will be a multi-use facility. We're really going to focus on promoting the racing and also other equine breeds, design the facility so that it is usable for other events and festivals. We're trying to think outside the box. I think the days of having a racetrack simply for just racing are gone by. We have to merge and find ways of getting a real complete entertainment package. That's really a big part of this.
Just trying to imagine how this would look. This would be located on First Nations land, correct? The track?
The track, not necessarily. It would be adjacent to a facility that the First Nation would have as an addition to its reserve.
I see.
And probably just the postage stamp of the facility itself.
Sure.
That would house the game offering the heritage and culture areas and that kind of thing.
Will it have all the other amenities of a modern-day grandstand? I take it you're looking at some sort of a clubhouse, that sort of thing?
Yeah, there'd be a lounge area, food service provided. Like Matt said, you know, there'd be different gaming, some bingo, and a full entertainment pack to the area.
How many would the grandstand house or seat?
Still in the design mode on that, Norm. That will come out with the business case and based on what makes sense.
It's going to be smaller than what we're used to. I mean, let's face it. I mean, the days of the 5,000 person grandstand are long gone. So I imagine we're looking at a scaled down model, which is perfectly appropriate.
Yeah,
that's what we're looking at, is doing a phase development. Mm-hmm. And start small and grow it from there. And one of the things Woodstock First Nation Economic Development was looking at is being in a better tourist market with the cruise ship industry in St. John booming, and it's just the completion of the new Trans-Canada Highway coming from Maine.
Yeah.
To Calais. We see St. John as a great market and an opportunity for us to be in a better tourism area.
What's the next step then?
We're in the process of meeting with government officials, meeting with stakeholders, starting into the design mode. We're really pushing hard and aggressively to try to get our plans in place so we can get started as soon as possible.
What's the attitude of the New Brunswick government?
Right now, as Matt alluded to, our province has a deep agriculture history. Our premier is agriculture-based. He is from the Woodstock area. Woodstock First Nations Economic Development Corp have been directed to partner with industry and business and think outside the box some.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, it sounds like a great plan. We'll see how it all shakes down in terms of funding, I suppose. A lot of it's like, who's going to pay for what?
Well, Woodstock First Nation Economic Development would finance the venture.
Okay.
And just to make another point, Norm, with regard to your last question, is that the province of New Brunswick had already had an agreement in place with Harness Racing New Brunswick for the deployment of a machine allotment through the VLT program.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to and during the signing of a casino contract for the Moncton Casino. So we're not really working outside of the model that
gotcha.
The government's already established.
Gotcha.
And like Matt said, we aren't asking for any funding from government. Which is another real big bonus.
Yeah, governments like that when you don't want their money. Jeff Malloy, always good to hear from you, the Executive Director of Horse Racing New Brunswick. Stay in touch. Matt, a pleasure having you on the show. Don't be a stranger. Looking forward to having the two of you on to tell us when the first shovel will be dug on Canada's newest harness racetrack. As I'll tell you, guys like me in Ontario, especially in Ottawa, could really use some good news when it comes to our game. So thank you, gentlemen.
Pleasure, Norm. Thank you very much.